Welcome to Blended, a podcast by me, Living Whole with Sarah Davis, your board-certified holistic health practitioner and creator. This is where I combine my ideas of essentialism, health and wellness, and creatives into an integrative, insightful whole. My whole life is your whole guide to health. Hey guys, and welcome back. So I'm in a little bit of a different atmosphere here. It's going to sound a little different with audio, but I'm hoping to keep the very best quality for you guys. But welcome back to the latest and greatest Blended podcast. So today we're going to be talking about gut health. And there have been a lot of words trending and microbiome and how do we actually maintain our very best health. And so I did a blog post on this a long time ago about gut health. Don't let it keep you from your best health. And I just want to kind of reiterate some of the things that I discussed then and really give you the information that you need, because there's a lot of products that are circulating and different information that may not be the right information. So when we talk about gut health, our guts are composed of millions and billions of microbes. These are what we call our microbiome. It's on our skin, it's in our guts, it's a huge part of who we are. So we are the ultimate host in this game with our microbiome. And their presence at this body party, as we'll call it, in our lives is to keep our brains and our physical capacities functioning as they should. So research is starting to show us just how much our microbiomes, or our microbes, the tribe of all of them that inhabit us, affect fat storage, mental well-being, happiness, glucose levels in our blood, hormones, and even our cravings. So balance in our microbiome is especially critical for our health. Our cultivated gut microbes can open doorways for obesity, chronic health problems, depression, hyperactive bowels, impaired nutrient absorption, and expanding gut research has found that our beautiful microbes, these little crazy little creatures, produce neurotransmitters that regulate mood, including our serotonin, dopamine, and GABA. To put things just roughly into perspective, 95% of serotonin, aka that happy hormone, is produced in our guts. This really is kind of gives you an understanding to why the gut is being referenced as the second brain. And there is this whole, you know, our guts, the second brain to our bodies, but our health and wellness of body and brain depend on gut health. So this is just getting to know the good, the bad, and the ugly of our guts and how it is crucial to help get and cultivate the bacteria we need for vibrant, happy lives. Good gut bacteria allows our bodies to digest and absorb nutrients, create certain vitamins, and protect against foreign intruders. This is also called our immunity. So when you think of a first line of defense, think microbiome and how they execute all the vital processes within our bodies. Our bodies are made up of over 100 trillion. Can I say that again? 100 trillion bacteria. These numbers are incredible, and you kind of have to look at imagining a 10-to-1 ratio of your bacteria and just your normal working cells. So plainly, if you have a happy microbiome, you're pretty happy as a human. But if we get into things a little bit deeper with talking about microbiome, again, a tribe of bacteria in charge of really important things in your intestines that affects everything. Our bodies are super complex systems, and these tribes of bacteria within our bodies consist of genes that these cells inhabit. All of these tribes, this community, is what our microbiome consists of. The vast majority are found within our digestive system. And to top it all off to the complexity of this, each microbiome is uniquely ours, a genetic footprint essentially to who we are as individuals. This can be described further as our individual microbiomes. They also help determine DNA, hereditary factors, predisposition to diseases, body types, and even our normal weight and more. This genetic footprint of bacteria that makes up our microbiomes can be found everywhere, even outside our bodies. We leave a trail of our little microbes on everything that we touch. I mean, they are just like fluffing off of us, all the surfaces that we touch and the environments that we connect with. If you can imagine the fluidity of Pigpen from Charlie Brown, you see this little dirty kid that's like moving around and he has all the squigglies and it's just like all around him. That is our microbiome. So sometimes it's confusing, yes. The microbiome is very different from our traditional body systems and organs. It's not really one pinpoint defined location, and its roles are tethered to so many different bodily functions. The importance of our gut microbiome will not reach a point where it is overemphasized. Again, super, super important. Because lacking a healthy gut will lead to leaky gut syndrome, autoimmune diseases, arthritis, dementia, heart disease, and even cancer. Our health and longevity are dependent on the balance of our microbiome. And when I say gut health, don't let it keep you from your best health. It is imperative to know the importance, but now where do you go from here with this knowledge? Our daily lives either shape and grow our guts, it dampens or destroys the bacteria within our digestive system. Think for a moment. What do we do every single day? We eat. That's one way that we can either destroy or enhance our microbiomes. The next, we sleep. Third, we are all living a life and inherently exposed to different levels of stress. Besides breathing, that's kind of as basic as it gets if you think. These three things establish the health of our microbiome. So we're thinking eating, sleeping, stressing. And some of us are just really good at stressing. So let's talk about these a little more in depth and how we can cultivate a healthier microbiome through utilizing our eating, sleeping, and stressing. So the first thing that I really like to talk about is eating our ways towards a more healthy microbiome, because that is the one thing that if you think about sleep and stress and sleep kind of go hand in hand. Like you are stressed, your sleep decreases. And they, you know, depending on our lives, some of which we can control and some of which we cannot, we can control what we put into our mouths, essentially controlling our microbiome through what we eat. Now, along those lines, we have all heard the proverbial, you are what you eat. And this is really inherently true when you're thinking about if you are consuming a diet predominantly of processed, inflammatory, saturated junk. You're going to feel like junk, and so are your gut bacteria. This is where you get into hypo versus hyperactive guts and how the processed inflammatory crap can really affect your processing within your gut health. If you cultivate positive nutritional choices, you can establish gut health and cultivate this good bacteria within your digestive tract. Research has shown a sharp contrast in the microbiomes of not only just humans, but other species when we look at the nutritional lifestyle that is consumed. There is an inextricable link between a microbiome, digestion, body weight, and metabolism. They all are interconnected. If we think about this from the digestion and absorption perspective, the body needs great functionary bacteria in order to extract nutrients, store fat, replenish energy stores, and inflammation. When you're eating that crap, it has a direct effect on our microbiomes. So with that, inflammation has a direct effect on our microbes. It's a driving force between IBS. It is also a driving force behind IBS and other bowel inflammatory disease that is continuing to increase in prevalence. We constantly hear people of complaining of IBS and all their gut issues, but they're not willing to look at the source of this, and that is their microbiome. And that is the source of our microbiome, and the foods that we consume are a direct root of this. And the foods that we consume are at the root of this and are a direct driving force in our gut health. So what do you actually eat? I tell my clients, avoid dairy, refined carbs, and processed grain products, meat, poultry, eggs, added and refined sugars, packaged processed products, and meats, and then those trans fats, hydrogenated fats. Think your fried foods. When you look at the standard American diet, that is all that these foods are comprised of. So if you stick to as close to a whole food plant-based diet, you're going to eat all of the healing foods. These healing foods, the whole food, plant-based sources, decrease inflammation and help the good guys in our gut thrive. And they do so in a low inflammatory environment because the polyphenols actually help decrease inflammation. Foods that are high in antioxidants reduce harm from oxidative stress. So that's kind of where that relationship kind of falls into play. So what should you eat? When I'm saying all these things like you shouldn't eat this, you shouldn't eat that, what do you actually eat? This is any and all fresh vegetables. Vegetables are laden with phytonutrients, and they are the protective nutrients that plants have. They are the fighters within the plants that kind of allow us to thrive. And my highly recommended gut microbiota health kind of package includes incorporating beets, carrots, cruciferous vegetables like your broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, and kale. And then don't forget about the protective dark leafy greens. These are your collard greens, spinach, and then onions, peas, and squashes. These are things that I consume pretty regularly. I would say 90% of that list on a daily basis. And then we all kind of get into this juice. Juice is really good for you. Well, whole fruit is really what's good for you, and you shouldn't fear fruit because fruit contains various antioxidants, and these molecules stop the oxidation process of molecules within our body. Oxidation is a chemical reaction, and it is a natural process to many things in our bodies and the environment. The downside is that it produces free radicals. These are leading to chain reactions that damage cells. Think aging, decreasing amount of cells doing digestive damage to our good bacteria is produced by eating more vegetables and whole fruit. So again, my recommendation, blueberries, cherries, plums, pomegranates, nectarines, oranges, apples, blackberries, pears, grapefruit, the whole variety. And don't forget strawberries. But you can also incorporate little things within your diet like herbs, spices, and teas. And your spice rack, your pantry, is laden with things that are health promoting. So think turmeric, ginger, basil, oregano, thyme. All of these things, these herbs and spices, carry great health benefits. And I think I really just need to do a whole podcast talking about my pantry and the spices and herbs that I use, many of which I've blogged about in the past because they have such good health promoting benefits. But if I had to pick two foods that I cannot not mention for the absolute best gut health, these are going to be your fermented foods and also your beans, legumes, and whole grains. Immediately start adding 1 to 2 servings of beans to your daily intake, daily food choices, even if it's just a little bit at a time. And these can include black beans, black-eyed peas, chickpeas, lentils. You know, I even try to go as far as to recommend black rice, quinoa, and mung beans. Those are a lot of choices to get you started, but when we start to really look at these foods, what do all of these foods have in common that keep digestive systems functioning healthy and optimally? 1, they're all plant-based. 2, hello fiber. And 3, nutrient density, yes please. These are very simple additives to your daily diets that you can swap processed shit for to get even better guts, even better microbiome. And then to top it all off, I like to tell people to aim for some fermented foods. So maintaining a healthy microbiome, I really have to put the greatest emphasis on the importance of what you eat and drink. Internal health is really determined by what you put into it. Think about our pharmacies and the state of pharmaceutical drug companies and what we look at. Why do we study at great lengths and have to get approved the antibiotics, the narcotics, and all these different classes of drugs that we utilize to treat when we don't look at how do these foods actually affect and are more promising than some of the pharmaceutical options? So again, I don't have all the answers, but the good news is even a whole life of standard American diet lifestyle eating, you know, you can fix it. And in terms of cultivating a better microbiome, you can strengthen it more and more with vibrant, colorful, plant-based foods. Hippocrates is often referred to as the father of medicine. His observations of disease and its effects, he even embraced the progressive understanding of how health is often influenced by diet. And breakdowns in bodily processes and the environment ensue when your diet is lacking. One of my favorite quotes of his is, "All disease begins in the gut." And our modern research is showing not only how much truth there is to that, but how our overall health depends markedly on the diversity of our gut's microbiome. So you can literally eat your way to health. And with sleeping, let's get into my next favorite thing to do, which is to sleep. All jokes aside, I love sleep. Okay, let's get into sleep. And I'm going to reiterate some of the things that we already know, and then we're going to circle back to how sleeping really affects it. So we know that a healthy microbiome will work hard to regulate our hormones and neurotransmitters that keep us happy and calm. And it can even lower our cortisol levels, which are those pesky stress hormones that increase during anxiety and times of real intense stress that also like to put a layer of fat on our midsection. So think, kind of hold that knowledge in your head and know that roughly 90% of serotonin is also made in our guts. This mood-regulating happy hormone also assists in preventing sleep-disrupting disorders. Most of the times, for the general population, this presents itself as depression. That's a lot to take in. Kind of think on that for a moment. Let me say that again. 90% of our serotonin is made in the gut, and this mood-regulating happy hormone also helps us prevent sleep-disrupting disorders. And most of the time, that presents itself in our population as depression. How many people are walking around with depression? And now that we're talking about this more frequently, we're kind of taking that stigma off depression and mental health disorders. So kind of think about that for a second. Your good gut bacteria also produces GABA, which is an amino acid crucial for restorative sleep. Imagine if your microbiome is just like, F this, and not doing any of those jobs effectively. And imagine it living off of the standard American diet, which promotes that, right? So I can't reiterate that enough. Think about that for a second. A healthy microbiome is critical for restorative sleep. Maintaining simple, effective sleep habits will assist in making this microbiome happy and you happy, and set your course for longevity, decreasing the risk for depression and increasing your restorative sleep so that you can make serotonin, so that you can drive down stress or just cope with whatever's going on with your life and be a little bit happier about it or have a better outlook on it. So again, I can't reiterate, when you think about that interconnected process within our bodies and what the standard American diet does to that, it's just mind-boggling that we're not placing more of an emphasis on supporting our microbiomes through a whole food plant-based diet, which is the smartest way to do that. But alas, when we aren't sleeping, typically we are stressing. And I, for one, have worked in a high acuity, high stress field for most of my career and have just been that kind of person, type A perfectionist. And research has actually shown that our microbiomes change when we're triggered by stressful perturbations, stressful events. Referring to this optimal kind of stable state as symbiotic for our microbiomes, this stressful incident can actually cause an unstable or dysbiotic state. Even more exquisite is every single one of our responses in the structural stability is different. Our microbiomes are our gut fingerprints. Crazy, amazing, wonderful when you think about our bodies. And when we deal with the complexity of the importance of our microbiomes, this symbiotic state is extremely vital, this stable state. So decreasing and coping with stress can be quite the daily chore, but there's a lot of ways that you can do it to maintain, to make stress more manageable. And I have a whole post on that on my on my website, livingwholesarahdavis.com. And it's just simple steps to manage stress. So do it for your microbiome. Guys, this has turned into being one of my longest podcasts, but it is something that I love to talk about. And I reference gut health and our microbiomes a lot. And so the next podcast is going to be pre and probiotics, the facts, and when you're wasting your money, because there's a lot of products out there. But I just wanted to give you guys an intro to your microbiome, why we should love and care for it, how we can utilize eating, sleeping, and stressing to our benefits in order to live a happier life. Because what? 90% of that serotonin, the happy chemical, is made in our guts. So literally, happy gut, happy life. Thank you guys, and I will see you in the next one. Thank you for being a part of the Living Whole community. I strive to keep my content ad-free. So by simply liking, commenting, or sharing, you guys make a huge impact. And I cannot thank you enough. I can't wait to hear your continued thoughts and conversations in the comments. For more Living Whole content, please check out livingwholesarahdavis.com. And I am on most all of the socials, but I can't wait to hear from you guys. So thank you, thank you, thank you.